Zog de Gemore Bishleim el Zeiri Heine de Ktoni Medaberes was no beer, was only Yichud. Elo le Ravasi Mai Medaberes. Why it says Medaberes? Lishne ma'al yekidichsiv ochlo v'mochto piro v'omro loy po alti oven. So we have a machlekes. Lefi Zeiri, medaberes es nistero. Lefi Rav Asi, medaberes es nivalo. So lo mimai mi dedvori. Lefi Zeiri, the machlekes of the Mishnah is Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua benistero. The issue was nistero. Rabbi Gamliel holds Ne'emenes, and Rabbi Yeshua holds Eino Ne'emenes. What is the machlekes? Tosfos learns the whole sugya like this. If the Isha says, Loi Nivalti, Sayle Rabbi Gamliel, Sayle Rabbi Yeshua, she's Ne'emenes. Lefi Zeiri, the Mishnah is talking about the Isha that was a Nistero. She goes out the room, she says, Loi Nivalti. She's believed, Sayle Rabbi Gamliel, Sayle Rabbi Yeshua. The machlekes is when she goes out the room and she says, Nivalti velekosher Nivalti. Rabbi Gamliel believes her. And Rabbi Yeshua says, Lemipio anuchayim, we don't believe her. Even that she has a migu, she could have said, Loi Nivalti. And then she's believed, Lekule Alme. If she says Loi Nivalti, she's believed Lekule Alme. Sayle Rabbi Gamliel, Sayle Rabbi Yeshua. But she comes out the room, she says Nivalti velekosher Nivalti. Rabbi Gamliel believes her and Rabbi Yeshua doesn't believe her. Rabbi Yeshua never went with a migu. Yeshua never went with a migu. Devar. Maybe it's a shvach migu. Lefi Rav Asi, Mai medaberes Nivalo. But if it's Nistero, she's believed. Sai, if she says Loi Nivalti, then for sure she's believed. She was believed even if he's Zeiri. Even if she says Nivalti velekosher Nivalti, she's believed Sai le Rabbon Gamliel, Sai le Rabbi Yeshua. This is Shita Steisves, and we have to remember it Loirich Kol HaSugya. The Haidu. Tosfos learns, Beloi Nivalti, Benistero is no machlekes Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, no machlekes Zeiri and Rav Asi. Beloi Nivalti. Benivalti, Velekosher Nivalti. Zeiri learns, Zeu machlekes Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Gamliel believes her, Rabbi Yeshua doesn't believe her, even that she has a migu. And Rav Asi says, No mein medaberes Nivalo. Aber Benistero. And she says, Loi Nivalti, she's believed Lekule Alme. If she says, Nivalti velekosher Nivalti, she's also believed Lekule Alme, Alibe de Rav Asi. This is Shitas HaTosfos. Now, it's a chiddush of Tosfos. Some Rishonim are choylek on Tosfos, and they learn that Lefi Zeiri, even if she says Loi Nivalti, ein apotropos la'arayas, so Rabbi Gamliel believes him, Rabbi Yeshua doesn't believe her. But Lefi Tosfos again, Beloi Nivalti Lekule Alme she's Ne'emenes. The machlekes is Benivalti velekosher Nivalti. Rabbi Gamliel Lefi Zeiri is machsher Rabbi Yeshua Oisa. Poisel, and Alibe de Rav Asi, she's Neman Lekule Alme, Saibe Loi Nivalti, Saibe Lekosher Nivalti, only Benivalo she's not believed. Till here it's clo. Frek Tosfos Akasha. Zeiri makes sense. Nistero. If she says Loi Nivalti, she's okay. If she says Nivalti, Velekosher Nivalti, Rabbi Gamliel believes her, Rabbi Yeshua doesn't believe her. Aber lefi Rav Asi, mai medaberes nivalo, aber if she's a nistero, she's ne'emenes, frek teis. She says loy nivalti, I believe her. Aber she says nivalti velekosher nivalti. Why she's believed? Bishnei melefi Rabban Gamliel, she's believed. Even if she's mu'beres, she's believed. Aber Rabbi Yeshua says, if I see what happened, that someone did a beer, I don't believe her. So why when she says nivalti velekosher nivalti, she's believed? Lemaise, she says Nivalti. So we see now Nivalti. So how she's named to say Lekosher Nivalti? What? She has a migu. She has a migu. She could have said loy nivalti, and she's saying nivalti velekosher nivalti. She has a migu. Peshas and migu, we'll call it the same. About we don't know that there's a difference. Second perik, we know that there's a difference. There's no difference peshas. Taisus learns peshas is only if someone never came over to you. When you, Lamarshal, I come over to you, you know, I bought it from you. You didn't have to tell me nothing. Here it's not a peshasa. The whole world is talking that she... I'll explain to you. The whole world is talking that she went into her room. She has to answer. When she has to answer, it's no peshasa. Peshasa is a lady comes and says, you know, I was married and I was divorced. I couldn't tell you now. He never knew that I was married. But a lady that went out of a room and the whole city is waiting to hear what happened, she has to answer. We'll learn second perek Be'ez Hashem and we'll explain. It's not called Peshas Alefideh. It's called a migu. But let me show you. Call it Peshas. Frek Teisus Akashe. So Lefirav Asi. Lefi Zehiri, it's good. Rabbi Gamliel believes her even if we saw it. And Rabbi Yeshua says, Beloi Nivalti, we believe her. Rabbi Nivalti, because of Nivalti, Rabbi Yeshua doesn't believe. Or Lefi Rav Asi, that she's believed. Lefi Shita Sateisves. Why when she says Nivalti v'lekosher Nivalti she's believed? You're right that she has Migu Peshaosar, she could have said Loi Nivalti. Over Rabbi Yeshua Lesle Migu. We learn in Yud Beis and Mud Beis, Mishar Astani Ne'enasti, Rabbi Gamliel holds Ne'emenes, Rabbi Yeshua holds Eino Ne'emenes. Zog the Gemara, why Rabbi Gamliel believes? Because it's a Migu. Why Rabbi Yeshua doesn't believe? Well, he doesn't hold from the Migu. She has a Migu, she could have said Mukaseitzani. And she will not be posted like Kehuna. It's not Gishmak to say Drus Asish to become also like Kehuna. Sach Gishmak to say Mukaseitz. The Teretz is Rabbi Yeshua Lesli Migu. We'll see the taste inside. Aber Nister Omeid Rabbi Yeshua den Nehemenes Lema Lekosher Nevalti Bemigu. Die Boi Omro Loi Nivalti Vim Toimar Wo Rabbi Yeshua Lesli Migu Gem Mishar Astani Nehenasti. Still, Rabbi Yeshua doesn't know. Zehiri is Gishmak. Rabbi Yeshua, less le migu. So even Beloi Nivalti it's kosher, but Nivalti v'kosher Nivalti is not kosher. Or Belefi Rabbi Asi, that even Ben, this Rabbi Asi is Cholek and Ravash, and Zehiri. And he holds, Maim Daber is Nivalo. Or Ben Nistero, Rabbi Yeshua is Moide that she could say Nivalti v'kosher Nivalti. Why she could say? Because she has a migu. On a migu you can't believe her. The Maim said, we see the Beile now. The Teret, she has a migu. For Tesis, Yud Beis and Mud Beis is no migu. So the Rashash and the Shita, they ask a kasha. A kleine kasha. They ask, what is Taisus kasha? Maybe you'd base it with base, the Migu doesn't help because it's Migu Lahoitzi. Here it's not Migu Lahoitzi. Here it's only Beisurim. Rashash is Lahoitzi. There he wants to collect the Ksuva. Migu Lahoitzi, Lahoya Marina. Here it's not Lahoitzi. Here it's not Lahoitzi. She still wants to be believed. Rashash is the Lahoitzi. So while here it's not Migu Lahoitzi. So we mainly hear the Migu helps. As they frag the Rashash in the Shita. So the Rashash only says a line. He says, Ayin, Taisus Ayin Heyam Ud Beis. The Shita speaks it out. That we spoke yesterday. Be'etzem is a Cheskes Kashras here. Cheskes Kashras that she's kosher. No, Mailo Osu Biyuchsim, Chazal Wumatzri Chabiru. It's exactly similar to Migu Lohitzi. Arim Iker Adin, she has a Cheskes Kashras. And Rabbi Gamliel only did the whole sugya before why Rabbi Yeshua didn't go b'zeches kashas because b'zeches moment. Here is no cheskes moment. This was Taisus kashin daf ayin hey amud beis. Taisus answer that's my lesu biyuchsin. It equals to cheskes moment. It equals. It's mamish like a migu lahitzi. So as they vidir migu lahitzi leemrinen migu lahitzi from my lesu biyuchsin leemrinen. The Shita speaks it out. The Rashash is merames ayin Taisus ayin hey amud beis. So Taisus ateretz yeshloima. That Yud Beis and Mud Beis, the Migu is a Shvach Migu. Why? If she says, Meshar Astani Ne'enasti, Migu, I could have said Mukaseitz. If you said Mukaseitz, I don't believe you in Mukaseitz. I don't have to believe you that you're in Mukaseitz. So the second time is also a Shvach time. So you're right. For you, if you're a liar, more comfortable to you to say Mukaseitz from to say Meshar Astani Ne'enasti. Here you're also Likahuna, here you're not also Likahuna. It's more Gishmak for you. Aber be'etzem, it's a shvach amigu. Masha'engen here, if she would say, Loi nivalti, she would be believed. So b'meil, it's a shtark amigu. Yeshleima, the hosom lo'yav amigu gomur. Do afilu amru mukaseitz ani einu neemes Rabbi Yeshua kedinam emasnisin veloy kori leimigu ala lefi shu taina meula b'yoyser ma she'engen here it's a festa migu al ponov it looks a poshta teretz Fregt Rab Kivya Eiger a starke kashe. Now I want to be mimed because this Rab Kivya Eiger is a very falomdish Rab Kivya Eiger. Fregt Rab Kivya Eiger, he doesn't understand. Tesis is asking a stira. Why in Yud Beis Umud Beis Rabban Gamliel less le migu? Sharastani Nenasti, she's not believed in migu de mukaseitz. And in Yud Gimel, she's believed to say, Lekosher nivalti, be migu shaloi nivalti, alibi de Ravasi. Alibi de Ziritaki, she's not Nemon. It stimmt. Aber alibi de Ravasi, that mine with a bear is nivalo, aber benistero, Rabbi Shua has made it that she's Nemon to say, Lekosher nivalti, be migu shaloi nivalti. So it is the migu is a schwache migu. Rabbi Mukaseitz is also not believed. This is the next Mishnah. Rabbi Shua doesn't believe that she's a Mukaseitz. No, Rabbi Gamliel said, Misharastani Nenasti, she could have said a better taine, both are taines that she can win. But it's a better taine to say Mukaseitz because you're not supposed to lekuna. Such a migu, Rabbi Shua doesn't hold for. Here it's a good migu. If she would say Lo Inivaldi, she would be believed. Baal Ponov is a Shane Teretz. So it's a Kiveiger, it's a often a Gmore, and Dafte Zayin Amud Aleph. The Mishnah in Tezvov Amud Beis says the following: Moide Rabbi Yeshua, Boimer Lechaveiroi, Sod Zushel Avoisecho, Ulekachti Mimcho. Someone goes to his friend, the sod was belonged to your father, and I bought it. Shapesho, Saru Apeshaiti. This is the Mishnah in Daf. The end of the Mishnah. Moide Rabbi Yeshua boimer lechaveiroi. Sod zu shel avicho iso velekachti. Shu nemon shehapesh yishu hapesh osor hapesh yitir. Frag the Gemara. If you see the whole sugya in Tezayim, we'll take the bottom part of the Gemara. Frag the Gemara. Ah, Rabbi Yeshua has moide that you say migu. So why here in Yud Beis and Mud Beis he doesn't hold from the migu? Psharastani neenasti, he has a migu. If could have said mukasetz, the Gemara asks the kasha. מה יש נוסד את זו של אביסכו ולקחתי שהוא נמון שהפה שאוסר הוא הפה שאיתיר מה יש נו ומשרסתני נהנסתי לגמור האנסס את האנף תזיין עמוד א' כאן שורשוחות כאן אין שורשוחות זוג תסס את תזיין עמוד בייס לגמור האנסס here it's a שווח המיגו here it's a good מיגו here if she says מוקסה אית she's not really believed so it's a שווח המיגו סמל רבי שואה אז חוילק So the Zushel Avisicha Velekachti is a good migu. Because if you would say Lehadam, the guy doesn't have a proof that was belonged to his father. I told him, it was belong to your father and I bought it. So I have a Pesha Asar, a Pesha Yitim. So Taisa says, Shvach migu Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold. A good migu, this is Taisa by Maschil Shor Shochut Tezayin Amud Aleph. Frank Rav Kivya Eiger, Taisa wakes up, asks a kasha, v'yishleim azok tateret. It's often a gemara. The gemara asks a kasha, here Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold for migu, mefurish in Mishnah that he holds for migu, and the gemara answers the same teretz. This is a shvach migu, this is a good migu. You right, Lefi Rashi, maybe we answered, it's a peshosa, it's not a peshosa. Say, aber as I fragt habe gewege le fi tesis es mame schon gemorge es mame schon gemorge es mame schon gemorge as I fragt habe gewege la mishnais und bleibt zurich hier sagen de lomdim ateretz and listen careful. We have a kasha. Maishno that Misharastani Neenasti, Rabbi Yeshua doesn't rely on the migu that she could have said mukaseitz. And so the Zushel Avisecho, you could say a migu, I could have said that it's mine. I said it belongs to your father and I bought it. Pesha osor hapesha yitir. And the Gemara said, this is a shvach migu, this is a good migu. I want to ask you a shaila. What is the difference, a shvach migu and a good migu? What is the difference, a shvach migu or a good migu? What is the difference? A shvach migu or a good migu? What is the difference? If you think I'm a liar, I'm asking you a question, Nachman. If I'm a liar, why I would say mukaseitz? I'm sorry. Why I would say misharastani neenasti? I'm a liar. What is my best thing to say? Mukaseitz. At least I will stay clean. Why I have to say Misharastani Neenasti and I want to marry a kohen? I will never manage to marry a kohen. I'm anyway choosing. I'm a liar, and I'm choosing. It's time to mess myself up. to say, Mishah standing and nasty, so nish gishmak. What? So there's a raya that I'm saying the truth. So what's an afkamina, a shvacha migu, a good migu? What is the difference of shvacha migu or a good migu? Be'etzem, it's a good migu. Story, it's a good migu. It's a good migu. It's a good migu. I have a good migu. It's a shvacha migu. The Teretz says there's no musig of shvach migu. It's a migu. I'm a liar. If I'm a liar, I would lie like this. Why I have to lie like this? I could lie like this. So what is the difference? Listen, good. It's not this. Maishno shvach migu and good migu. The answer is like this. Rebbe Cholin says every migu has two zachen. Birur and koyach atayin. Birur means I'm not a liar. If I were a liar, I would say something else. This is what we call in our lashon birur. As another zach, koyach atayin. What is koyach atayin? I could win this money with this tayin. So be'etzem, the money could be mine. So because I'm changing the words, some of the Alta Svada Kadmoinim, when they would write the Migu, they would say, I'm changing the Levushim. The Chavitz is mine, I'm changing the clothes. I could say these words, I'm saying these words, what of Kamina? I have a schus to take the money. How I dress it, with what kind of words, what bothers you? I could say it's mine, so I could take the money. So I'm saying this story. What is the difference, what story I'm saying? I have a schus to claim the money, I have a koyach to take the money, I'm changing the Levushim, I'm changing the words. This is called koyach atayne. Betoyen v'nitan, it's mine. I could go home with it. So after I could go home with it, what is the difference? What story I'm telling you? Now listen good. So the shvachem migu has the biru. Araya, I'm saying the truth. If I'm a liar, I would say mukaseitz. But koyach atayne, only the festa tayne, only the good migu has, right? Then I have an emonis in tayne A, I could tayne tayne B. Zogen de lomdim, sal michtam le David bar chove, zogen de lomdim. And momenes, it makes sense. A shvache migu and a good migu. A shvache migu is a raya, I'm saying the truth. And a good migu gives me even koyach atayne. So you say, Rabbi Yeshua didn't hold from a shvache migu, but from koyach atayne, he believed in, he held that it helps. Koyach atayne could help. Say that. Koyach atayne could help. Koyach atayne could help. Beisurim is no musig of koyach atayne. Beisurim is a musig of koyach atayne. What is koyach atayne? For shaykh the lomdus of koyach atayne. You have a schus. I can ask you. Other you have an emanus. You don't have an emanus. So the mele, you only could work with biru. You can work with a better migu with koyach atayne. B'meile teitzves learn what the Gemara said in Daf Tezayin. That sadeh zushla v'isecho v'lekachti neman shapesho so because it's a good migu, it's a koyach atayne. This helps in momenes. But in isurim it doesn't help. In isurim it doesn't help a better tayne. So what you left is biru. And Rabbi Yeshua holds biru doesn't help. Rabbi Yeshua holds, when you need biru, again, Cheskes moment, biru doesn't help. Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold from the biru. What he holds in koyach atayne? This could be an answer after Zion and Sodom Shlav Yisrael v'lekachti shapesho asar apeshehitir. Ober bayos, ro'u medaberes, v'omro nivalti v'lekosho nivalti b'migu shalei nivalti, als biru she has a biru. Rabbi Yeshua doesn't go als biru. Koyach atayne? There's no music of koyach atayne b'yisurim. Koyach atayne is a schus moment. I have a schus in the moment, so I could tayne it in a different way. This is only in momenes, and isurim is no musik of koyach atayne. While in isurim is no musik of koyach atayne, b'meile, tesis cannot bring the gemara after Zayin. And if we want to add, we can add it over nifla b'yoysa. This is the reason Zeiri, that doesn't hold from the migu, Ari Zeiri doesn't hold from the migu. Zeiri holds, if she says nivalti v'lekosha nivalti, she's not believed. Aye, the Gemara says in Daft Zayin, Sadushla v'isecho, Zeiri taki doesn't hold from the migu, it's only in Mominus. But back to Teisvus. So the answer of Rabbi Kiva Eger's kash is, the answer of Rabbi Kiva Eger's kash is, the Gemara in Daft Zayin said it legabi Mominus. The Gemara didn't say it legabe Yisurim. So Bemele Tesis is asking a kasha on his own. Maishno Yud Beis from Yud Gimel. And Yud Beis, the Migu doesn't help. And in Yud Gimel, the Migu helps. Alibi de Ravasi. Maishno? Why here is no Migu? And then after Yud Gimel is a Migu. And Taisa says, here's a Shvacha Migu, here's a good Migu. Now, what is the answer? What is. Binyami, Lat. So, what is the answer? The Gemara said it, we said, there is mominess, so a better migu helps. Aber in Isurim is no musig of a better migu, it's only a biru. If Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold from a biru, azabiru, it's no musig a better biru. A biru is a biru, a better biru. The better migu was a maile because he had a kachataine. Aber here you don't have the kachataine. This was Tesis' kasha, and Tesis came on his own, and he said, no. Here you know why it works, it's a better migu. What is the svar of a better migu? What is the svar of a better migu? So you could say one of the two. All the tasters learned that val mailo subiyuchsin, we look at it here also like you have to have a karachataine. Like we explained, legabi lehoitzi, that here you really, it's not like kol yisurim shebeteire. Here it's because the whole vote that you need, the mailo, that's mailo subiyuchsin, you look at it like a mominess. But I want to tell you a better pshat. Tesis is mechadesh. Here it's a better migu. We said, what means a better migu? This is a migu and this is a migu. So I'm going to give a better migu. The Teretz is, everyone remembers when he was a kid, the kasha that they said over b'shem the ilumi meichet. Everyone, I already heard it in Cheder when I was 7 years old. I heard this kasha. The kasha from the ilumi meichet. So they have in the oitzah the sefer chidushi ilumi meichet. The ilumi meichet asked that every migu is not a migu. Why? A person says, I have a migu. If I'm a liar, I would not tell you. But you know that it's a musig of a migu. So you know, you'll say that, and they will believe you. You went to ask Yitoyen. Yitoyen tell you, listen. Say, they believe you in a migu. Every migu is not a migu. But the guy knows the plan of the migu. When the guy learned in yeshiva, he knows that it's a migu. Person says porati b'migu le'adam. If I'm a liar, I would say le'adam. So I said porati. I know that if I say porati, I believe b'migu. So every migu is not a migu. As I frag the ilumi meichet. Why believe me? If I'm a liar, I would say that was a tainer. I know that we do migu, so I said that, and I was hoping they will believe me. What is the answer? Zog the ilumi meichet. You know, you're right that I know that it's a musig of migu. But why I have to say the second taina and I can't say the original taina? Why I have to say the second taina? You're right. Why I have to tell you shel avisecho v'shel lekachti? I would say that was never belonged to your father. Why to go into the whole story? You're right that every migu I know that I have a migu. But why I have to go like this? Why I can't say the other taina? You're right that I know that if I would say porati, I'm nemo b'migu de le'adam. But lemaisa, say le'adam. So every migu, you're right that every migu is missing the proof. But forget. Mele zog de veheld, very poshut. Zog de veheld. The migu geruha, the ilim imeshet has a good taina. You want to believe me, that what? That I'm saying Mishara Stalin and nasty, because if I'm a liar, I would say Mukaseitz, and I'll be Mutal Kiruna. But I know that if I would say Mukaseitz, the Maisa no one will believe me. So I'm smart. I say Mishara Stalin and nasty, but Migu Mukaseitz. If I say Mukaseitz, you don't believe me. So I learned, I went to check up, and they told me like this. If you say Mukaseitz, they will not believe you. Say a Shvacher Taine, you will lose to be married to Koyanim, but they will say, if you're a liar, you will say Mukaseitz. The Maisa don't believe you. B'meile, it's felt in the migu, because you know that you have a plan. Masha'engen b'migu toiv. If I would say lo'ini valti, I would win. So why I didn't say lo'ini valti? B'meile the migu is a shtarki rebiru. So the haynu nochamo. So today I don't know if we have to say the whole shtikel teire that migu toiv works with tzarkei hatayne. But if Teisves will bring the Rai from the Gemara and after Zion, from the Gemara and after Zion, it's not Muchach. There you could say that the Maile of a Migu Toiv, not because it's a better Cheshbon, not because it's a better Rai, because Cheshbon is the Ilumi Meichet, that the person thinks that here the Migu is Shvach. Here the migu is better. Just migu araya is araya alamol. Just migu toiv means koyachatayne, and it helps b'mamenes. B'meila teisus asked the kasha, but here that it's not mamenes, what is the pshat? But teisus was mechadesh, that is a meila migu toiv and migu gerua mitzad cheftzev the migu. Migu gerua is alamol. You're right, that is a raya from a liar, I would say mukaseitz. Forget, I'm gora stark a liar, and I know that if I say mukaseitz, it's not good. What are you telling me? If I'm a liar, why I didn't think about that tiny? I thought about it very good, and they told me that it doesn't work. What are you telling me? I'm saying emes, because if I'm a liar, I would say mukaseitz. I'm super liar, and I know that if I say mukaseitz, I'm not believed, so I say, I'm a shastayin and ask them, mukaseitz. I have a raya that I'm not a liar? Maybe I'm gora liar. Why you have to mess up and say Nivalti lekosha b'migu de lo nivalti? Say the taina that you believed in, and it's much starker. Why to say a taina that you only believed in migu? Say the taina that you believe mamish. As a raya, you're saying the truth. This is the mile of a migu toiv. It's not a migu. It's a migu. It's a raya. It's a kasha. Now, let me get weiter. Frag the Gemara. Frag the Gemara. Bishleim elezeiri, haynu dektoni tarti. Medaberes umeuberes. Rashi explains Tzvei Medukdek in the Rashi. What is the Pshat Diktoni Tarti? What is the Pshat Diktoni Tarti? Medaberes umuberes. Look in Rashi. Medaberes lo idiach o koicho de Rabbi Yeshua de afal gav de loy ro'uo sheniva lo psulo aval pi sheloy ro'uo sheniva lo. And Mu'uberes lo idiach o koicho de Rabban Gamliel. So Rashi was Tireach. Rashi was Tireach to explain what is the Tarti, why if he's Zeira you need Tarti, and Rashi speaks it out. Reisha, the Chiddush will be Alibed Rabbi Yeshua, that she's not Ne'emenes even the Medaberes. And the Sefer, the Chiddush will be Alibed Rabban Gamliel. And the Sefer, the Chiddush will be Alibed Rabban Gamliel. So this is the Tarti. One Alibed Rabbi Yeshua and one Alibed Rabban Gamliel. Elo leravasi Tarti lomoli Chod lehachshir bo v'chod lehachshir bebito. One to be machshir the mother and one to machshir the daughter. So why you need two? Why you need two? Why you need two? So write only the second one. And Zeiri Rashi was very jealous. He explained it. He didn't leave it to us to figure out. Naftali, he didn't leave it to us to figure out. He said, the Reisha and Nida Alibed Rabbi Yeshua to tell me that even Nistero is also, and the Sefer is the Chiddush Alibed Rabbi Gamliel, that even Mu'uberes is Mutar. No. And now, Lefi Rav Asi, the Reisha is Mu'beile, so Chad Le'achshir Bo, V'chad Le'achshir Bebito. So why need Tarti, right? Only the second one. Before Rashi explained why the second one is not enough, because I wanted to say a chiddush alibed Rabbi Yeshua shebet nistero is also. Aber lefi chad lemachshir bo v'chad lemachshir bebito, why I need both? Shadovid, why I need both? No, what are you answering? Why I need both? What? So Shadovid says there is a tesvus. The tesvus says v'tzrich itarvayu chod lo idea Rabban Gamliel that what? That the vlad is mut. That even the vlad is mutar. V'chod lo idea koichad Rabbi Yeshua that the mother is mutter. It's interesting. Rashi was very nice to explain the first one. Second one, he didn't have a koich. He left it to Teisves. This is a derech halimut. Massive, it's derech halimut like this. Rashi decided to explain one. Teisves felt bad that Rashi didn't explain Alibed Rav Asi, so Teisves explained Alibed Rav Asi. The Marsho b'teichad dvorim shtelz and the kushi chamure. It's a kushi chamure b'pshat. Can't say Taisa says it. Ari Rashi is meduyek. Then pshat amol. Before we go into the teres in the suge, Rashi is meduyek. He came to us. Tony Tarti. So write only the second one. Says is the chiddush alibed Rabbi Yeshua and the first one that even she herself is muta also, and the chiddush Rabbi Gamliel that even bia she's muta. Right, only the second one. So Rashi again. The first one, I leave it Rabbi Yeshua, that the mother is also. The second one, I leave it Rabbi Gamliel, that the flood is muta. This is Tesvis. Zog the Marsha, the Ritva also Betech HaDvorim. If Rashi doesn't say it, Weiss Tois Rashi didn't learn that this is the Chiddush in the Sefer. As a clarity, we spoke a couple of times. If Rashi has to say something, he says it in the second time. Never the first time. And here, Chuzim one time. Every time in the Sugya, he's in the second time. Here, Rashi said it in the first time. Zog de Marsho, Rashi learns that in the second time, there's a different Teretz. The Teretz is, not lo idiach ha-koichet Rabbi Gamliel, lo idiach ha-koichet Rabbi Yeshua. If the Tanya would write only the second one, I would not bichlal know that we're talking on the Vlad. I would think that we speak about the mother. Meuberes, the mother is mutter, the mother is also. Why are we talking? We're not talking about the Vlad? Why it says meuberes? It means to say ra'u shenivalo. It's a nice way. How you see a beer? When you see a baby inside, you know there was a beer. But it doesn't mean that we're clearing legabi the baby. Lishne me'al yenokat. So b'meile, if I would write only the second one, I would not know the first one. Be'etzem Tesis speaks it out lehedye. Ariman de omar machshir bo lav machshir bebito. So what means muberes? Lefi zeire nivalo. Aye, so why it says muberes? Why it doesn't lefi zeire? Reish is medaberes. Second is nivalo. So why it says muberes? Zok Tesis the divya machshir bo poisel bebito umuberes the nokal lishne malia. So there's no raif in muberes that we talk about the Vlad. So Mele Rashi learned, Alibed Rav Zeir, I have to say, Chode to Mechadosh Alibed Rabbi Yeshua, that the mother is also, Chode, Alibed Rabbi Gamliel, that even was a bia, even so, the lady is mutter. Reisha, that the mother is also be Yichud, and the Sefer Rabbi Gamliel, that the mother is mutter be bia. And the second man, the Omer, the Chode Ach Shubo, the Chode Ach Shubo Bito, what is the Chiddush? I need both. Why I need both? Because if I would have one, I would think that it's a bia. Either one. Kamashon, one is a beer. Al Kochel, the second one is. We talk about the Vlad. Tesis didn't learn like that. Tesis said if it's Loshen Muberes, the Gemara learned Avadimiret of the Vlad. So, Bemele. So, Tesis, if we write the second one, I need a Chiddush Abilim Rabbi Gamliel, that not only the Vlad is also Alim Rabbi Yeshua. The Chiddush in the Reish is that even the mother is also Alim Rabbi Yeshua. And the Chiddush in the Sefer is not only the mother is Mutar Alim Rabbi Gamliel. This, even the Vlad is Mutar Alim Gamliel. But in Rashi, is Mashma Nishta Zeh. So where is the Rashi? First of all, the Rashi doesn't say it. A. B. If you read the Loshon Rashi. Bebito im ha'uber hazeh nekevot in osu lekoin godl, di'i ha'shmin hen bedido, hava amin ha'iyu o'il da hava lichas kadekash me'ikor ha'aminuk minachas kosu. Aval uber d'loi hava lichas kadekash ha'im Eloi. If I would only know about her, I nich lebanon like mashmais ma ikel meima tarti lehach shirbo lomoli kevin the medaberes biru shenivalo tarti lomoli. We not then not the pshat tarti lomoli. Are we not talking about the Vlad? This is the pshat agemor. Mikol b'koim state in the gemore chod lehach shirbo vechod lehach shir bebito. And the kash is the mother has a cheskas kashrus, like Rashi speaks out. The Vlad doesn't have a cheskes kashrus. I want to medayek the Loshon Rashi. Iash miinen bedido ava mina hoil v'da avli chazal kede kashrus miikore amril ukma aches koso. Aval uber deloi hava lei chazal kede kashrus eim eloi. Very good. Komash malon man de machshir bo machshir bebito. Why? Aber Rashi says that the Vlad doesn't have a cheskes kashrus. The words of Rashi is that the Vlad doesn't have a cheskes kashrus. So if the Vlad doesn't have a cheskes kashrus, so why you machshir bo machshir bebito? Are the words of Rashi is the mother has a cheskes kashrus and the Vlad does not have a cheskes kashrus. If the Vlad does not have a cheskes kashrus, so why is machshir bo machshir bebito? The second man d'omar is very gishmak. But what is the pshat in the first man d'omar? So is a pope shot him here? And we'll start with the first pshat. The Shav Shmaise and Shmaise Dalet Perigimel Dalet says a givaldik pshat. Zog the Shav Shmaise as it. I don't know who did the beer with the mother, right? Zog the Cheskas Kasher that he's a kosher person. So I know now that he's a kosher person. So I know that the Vlad is okay. You're right that the Vlad doesn't have a Cheskas Kasher. You know that the Vlad doesn't have a Cheskas Kasher. But I know now who did the beer with the mother? Yes. What? I decided. He says it's a Hachach. Why? If the mother is kosher, obviously she married a kosher person.
Chazak is a
beer. Chazak is a beer. Weiss nice. A minute. Zog the Shmaise, I machria who did it. Zog the Shmaise, from this Shaila, he wants to push at Maise Vilna. What was the story of Maise Vilna? They took 7 cows and they shechted them, and they cut them to halves, top and bottom. One person came, he wanted to buy a top. So they sold him cow number 7. Every cow was written. 7 in both parts. The 7, the 8, the 1. Both two of the parts had a 1, two of the parts had a 2. Like this, and they cut all the 7 animals. He wants 7, number 7. He wants the whole top of the animal. They gave him. Then they took all the kishkes, all the me'ayim. They put them together and they gave it to the boydik. The boydik checked. He found the treifa. Now he doesn't know what animal is treifa. So he has in the store 7 bottoms and 6 tops. And he knows that one is a treifa. The aloch is kol kavua kemechza al mechza dami. He's not allowed to. All the animals are also. The guy that bought it comes to ask if he's allowed to eat his top. Why? He's called the Porish, Merube Porish. And Rebishaz the Porish, there was no kvias that the Isur was there. So the aloch is called the Porish, Merube Porish. So he's allowed to eat his half. So they told him for sure. Came the Sheikha to the Vilna and said, so if that top is mutter, the bottom part, number 7, has to be mutter also, right? It's the same cow. So Maise Vilna nechliku kol gdoi leado. Some said that both parts are mutter. Some said both parts are also. Some said the first top is mutter, the bottom is also. And the Shav Shmaise says, the notion of Shav Shmaise is, so the Taz wanted to say, the top is mutter, the bottom is also. The kol mi she'einu moireken, einu yodea b'dina yisur ve'etar. Bin yamin ala smoyle. Zog de shmaise, muchach from ksuvas, naf yud gimel amud alef, that you're allowed to eat the bottom also. The bottom. Not only the top, you're allowed to eat the bottom also. Why? Zog de razay. The roiv is machriya that the top is kosher. So I know that this animal is kosher. I know number 7 is kosher. If I eat the top, so the roiv tells me that the top, so I have a raya. And the daughter doesn't have a chazok, as I state in Rashi. So why the daughter is mutter? Because if I paskin that the boil was kosher, the daughter is kosher. So if I paskin that number 7 is kosher, so the bottom is also kosher. So the shmaise. Shh. It's. Zog the shmaise, and I want to explain myself. Zog the shmaise hazeh. Our suge is not negea to lemoshel. You have a shaila if a lady was mezana, this lady here, and you paskin that the lady has a cheskes kashrus. Yeah? No kid, only the mother, you paskin that she has a cheskes kashrus. She will go to get married after half a year. She will marry half a year later, she will get married, and she will have a kid. And that kid wants to be a Kohen Gadol. No problem, lekula alme. Why? After I paskin, she's okay. Avada is no problem. He says, a person paskins at a mikveh, that a mikveh is kosher. Pass that a mikveh is kosher. After we pass that a mikveh is kosher, someone goes in and toivel. Avada. The guy that came to toivel doesn't have a cheskes taire. Avada, the mikveh is toivel. Push to say, yeah? So if you have a mikveh, suffolk if it's kosher or not, cheskes mikveh says it's a good mikveh. The first that Tommy goes in becomes toy. Haisha, suffolk if she was mezana or not. Cheskes kasher said that she's okay, she has 20 kids later, she's the kohen gadol. Why here is a shaila in the sugya? Because, he says like this, the lomdish words. And the mikveh it's called a toilada. After I paskin the mikveh is kosher, the toilada, if someone goes in, it's kosher. This is poshut. After I paskin, the lady is kosher, if she has a kid, he could be a kohen gadol. Here in this lady, it's not a toilada. The same bia does two things. Asks the lady and takes down a kid. The beer does two things. The lady becomes asur, and the kid comes out from the beer. It's the same shayla. It's not two different shaylas. Now, what is the teretz? While I'm achriya, while it's the same shayla, I'm achriya and the mother that she's okay, so I decide who is the boyel, so the kid is also okay. The same thing in my sevilne, it's one shayla. This cow, when I hold it up, his kishkes are treifa kosher. Call the porish merube porish. Number 7 is from the kosher. Number 7 is from the kosher. I could eat the whole cow. This is the psak of the Shmais. No. This is the Shmais. Shmais is Madame. It's a Kal V'Chaymer. No, forget. Roiv is Achroi. It's a Biru. Roiv is a Biru. Roiv is a Biru. A minute. The Shmaisa Be'etzem. The Shmaisa only takes care halfway. The Shmaisa only takes care halfway. Why? The Shmaisa says like this. He took care of Manda Omar, Machshir Bo, Machshir Bebito. Habasidah Manda Omar, Machshir Bo, Lav Machshir Bebito. Okay, so you say because we're paskin like that. So the Hemshach is like this. Zok Rab Kiva Eger and the Chemda Shleim and the Hemshach HaChesh. Bedas Rashi. Rashi learns like this. Machshir bo, machshir bebito, we explain. B'meile, my sevilne is okay. Man da omar machshir bo, lav machshir bebito holds. Chazoke is not a achroe. Chazoke is a anoge. We don't know what to do. We have a anoge. Val chazoke is a anoge. So we don't know that the boil was kosher. We're not machriya de shayle. So val we're not machriya de shayle. Memele, legabi what we have a anoge, we have a anoge. Legabi what we don't have a anoge, we don't have a anoge. To make it clear, I've told you, to make it clear. Something that will be born later, avada, after you have a anoge that the mother is kosher, the new kids will be kosher, even though it's a anoge. The mikveh, the aloche is, and I will explain, the aloche is, misnag with the mikveh like his toil. This is the aloche. So I misnag that his toil, and while I misnag that his toil, you're allowed to come into toivel. I misnag with the mother that she's okay, so she's allowed to have kids. Oh, but here we said, it's not a tilode. I'm done on the same shyness and the same time. I'm done in the same shayla in the same time. While I'm done in the same shayla in the same time. While I'm done in the same shayla in the same time. If I don't have a achroa on one, I don't have a achroa on the second one. So what is the machleikas? Mandaoma machshir bo machshir bebito holds. Chazok is a achroa. Mandaoma machshir bo lav machshir bebito holds. Chazok is a anoge. Zogt Reb Nochem, Rashi speaks it out in our sugya word by word. The whole thing stayed in Rashi by us. She said, you have to know how to read the Rashi. The whole thing, again. Lefi the Shmaisa's Mahalach. Rashi learns, I want to be madgish, because in a second we'll see Taisa learns Nishtase. Rashi learns, the Vlad doesn't have a chazoket. These are the words of Rashi. The Vlad doesn't have a chazoket. The only way that it could work is the chazoket of the mother machriya and the Vlad. How the chazoket of the mother is machriya and the Vlad? How the chazok of the mother is machriya and the vlad? The way the chazok of the mother is machriya and the vlad is, val it's a achroe. If we machriya and the mother, we machriya and the vlad. If it's a noge, it doesn't help. If it's a noge, it doesn't help. The mele man the oma machshir bo machshir bebito holds it's a achroe. Val it's a achroe. The mele like ma'ase vilna, I know on the mother, I know on the vlad. It's only a noge. If it's only a noge, so if something will be betei lado, ain't a chenami. But if it's not betei lado, so you can be machshu the mother and you can't be machshu the vlad. Where is the Rashi? Look at Lashon Rashi inside. The Iyash Me'inen Bedido. Rashi is going to explain why Machshu Bo Lav Machshu Bebito. Have a mime, Ihi, Oyu de Havel Chazoke de Kashres Meikore, Amrinen, Uk Meaches Koso, Ve Altif Seleno Misofek. This is Lashon Hanoge. Amrinen, Uk Meaches Koso, Ve Altif Seleno Misofek. Rashi in different places when he explains Mandoma, Machshu Bobo, Machshu Bebito, he says, Uk Meaches Koso. Here Rashi doesn't say, Uk Meaches Koso. Ukma cheskoso ve'al tifselen ha'misofek. Leave it like it is. But it's not ha'achroe. When you hold it's ha'achroe, then ain't a chenami. Same the Rashi in Amud Beis, when the Gemara brings down, every time Rashi says, the gather is, if machshir bo machshir bebit, loy machshir bebito, al tifselen ha'misofek. Masha'engen if it's ha'achroe. This is Shitas Rashi. So the Chemda Shleime and Davchov Beis, we have these copies of it, says the same Yesoid B'toich HaDvorim, and he says an Afkemina Ledina Lefi Rashi. What would be if the mother is not around? What would be if the mother died? And we're not done anymore on the mother. So I'll make it easier. What would be if my Sevilne, they sold a piece of meat, but that meat, you know, a goy bought. It's gone. Now the guy is in the store, and he has 7 bottoms and 6 tops. He's allowed to eat the bottoms? There's no shot. The piece was gone. Before they found the kishkish, the piece is gone. He ate it. The guy ate it really right away. You allowed to eat the 7? No. Zog dechem dashleimen, no. Why? When I machria, I got me that piece. If it's not around, I'm not machria. If it's not around, I'll give you the case. It's 2 edim that say on a person, on a kohen, that married a grusha. 2 edim say that he didn't marry a grusha. Here, trei v'trei. A kohen that marries a grusha, his vlad is kosher, he stays a kohen or not? A kohen that marries a grusha, stays a kohen, yes? Yeah? They throw him out of his amigdash, but he's a kohen. He's allowed to metam al amesim? He's allowed to stay with a grusha, he's always kohen?
He's not
allowed to. Sure, he stays a kohen. A kohen that marries a grusha stays a kohen. And we don't let him to serve in his amigdash anymore. But he stays a kohen. So, it's 2 edim say that a kohen married a grusha. 2 edim say that he didn't marry a grusha. Now, as a little kid that was born from this lady, 2 people say that she's a grusha. 2 people say that she's not a grusha. The kid is a kohen or the kid is not a kohen? The kid is a kohen or the kid is not a kohen? The kid is a kohen or the kid is not a kohen? Trei v'trei, the Gemara says, Ukma cheskoso. Taisa says, Kipshutai. The father had a cheskas koyen, Mistome the kid is a koyen. Rashi and Dav Chovov, says, no. The pshat in the Gemara there is, when Trei say that he's a koyen and Trei say that he's not a koyen, Ukma cheskoso, Rashi is maimi the Gemara there, that the father was a shayla if the father is a married a grusha or not. First came the edim that said that he's not a grusha. So we already maimed him becheskas koyen. Now came to edim that he's not a koyen. So it's a trei v'trei. So you ukmach is koso what you did before. Aber lo yitzu, you have a trei v'trei, you don't have a chazoke. Frek teises, mai shno from our gemore. And our gemore state that the kid has a chazoke. Machshir bo, machshir bebito. So again, and the Gemara and the Chovov state as a Hoche b'mayaskin and the Muchzaklon b'avu et dehai de koyenu v'nofak elo kol de ben grusha ben chalutzu v'achtine v'osa edechot v'oma yadine de koyen v'askine v'osu b'etrei v'ame ben grusha ben chalutzu Zog de Gemara. Lemanoma de loich hashin is elusa de bedine. He's becheskas koyim. He's becheskas koyim. Zog Rashi, why is becheskas koyim? Okmina achazoke kamaise de askine al pi eida rishoy. So again, when you have trei v'trei, if someone is a ben grusha ben chalutza, misofek yumayim minim al acheskas kashres, then in the beginning he was becheskas koyen. Right? It was a guy that everyone knew that the father is a koyen and the kid is a koyen. Edim came and said, no, the father married a grusha. Then Edim said, no, he didn't marry a grusha. So we go back to the chazoke that he was a koyen. Frank Teisves, why you have to come back to the chazoke that he's a koyen? Tebule, that the father stays a koyen. And cheskas ei me'ani lebas. Zog dechem da shleim. Rashi learns the kid doesn't have a chazoke. What is the chazoke in our sugya? Val I machri on the mother, I machri on the vlad. By a coin I was never machri on the father. Doesn't make a difference if it's a grusha or not. So the father anyway stays a coin. So again, so shitas Rashi. I want to be madgish. It's the Rashi Bayos that Rashi says, Klore Werter, the kid doesn't have a chazoke. Cheskas Eim is not mehani levlad. The tzadet is mehani levlad, lomdes of the Shav Shmaise. Man de Omar, loy machshu bito hor, the tzad noge. Glad. Glad. Teisus and Daf Chovov learns no. The chazoke of the father is a chazoke and the vlad. Why? Rebbe Cholin explains at the beginning of Elenairis, Lamosho, if the father is a Kohen, so the Zera is a Zera of a Kohen. So the kid that grows out of the Zera is a Kohen. So the same Cheskas Aguf that the father has, same thing the mother. The mother is kosher lekuna, so every piece that comes out of her is kosher. So the body, the stomach, everything is kosher. So the Chazoke of the mother is the same Chazoke of the Vlad. Tesis learns the same Chazoke the father has, the Vlad has. If it's a anoga or biru, we'll see later. But the same chazoke, so lefitais is what we have to explain. Klapi ar sugye. What we left with to explain lefitais is. If the father and the mother have the same chazoke, we explain the chazoke is only on the mother. I want to explain. Lefirashi, the lomdus is poshut. The mother is kosher. The vlad is noitzar, other from the mother, other from this marriage. He's starting from scratch. But maybe he doesn't have a chazoke. We said he doesn't have. It's the same shayla. And mainly when it's achroa, it's good. And the second manoma holds it's anoge, it's good. Teisves learn no. The kid that is created from the father has the same metzias body. The zera, Rebbe Chon explains of Choftes, spreads out from the father. So the father is a koyen, his zera is a koyen. The kid that grew out of the zera is also a koyen. The mother is kshere likuhuna. Her body, kids that come out of her, stay kshere likuhuna. And they zok Teisves. But mainly Teisves says in Daf Chavov, that this kid has a cheskes kashrus, the father is a koyim, the kid is a koyim. So what we have to explain if he tastes? So why by us is a man da omar loy machshu bebita? So Rashi gave akdome because the kid doesn't have a chazoke. Why yes machshu? Shtikuteir shmeise. That shtikuteir doesn't man da omar doesn't know. But if he tastes that the chazoke of the father is a physical chazoke that works also on the kid. Machshu bo, machshu bebito. It's the same chazoke. If it's the same chazoke, so what we have to explain? Why is the man da'omar that loy machshu bebito? If the chazoke of the father is the chazoke of the kid, and it's the same chazoke, so what is the difference? So look in Daf Chavov. Look in Daf Chavov and Teisves. One word. Ve'amrine nami le'el beperik Chavov amud beis dibur amasri lana nachtine. ואמרין נמי לאיל בפריקמה לדברי המחשו בו מחשו בביתו ואפילו מן דפוסל בביתו היינו משום דמיילו אוסו גביזנוס. He can't even say מיילו אוסו בגיטין and בכהונו because here it's also כהונו. מיילו אוסו בזנוס. Someone is מזנה they pass on the kid. So if we want to go, I want to have Reb Nochem Alamol taught to learn a sugya. Rashi Bayos says a pshat, why loy machshir bebito? De les lechazoke de kashras. Teisa says something else. Shemay le osu biznus. Here we have a klore machleikas. Rashi learns loimachshu bebito the less lechesker the kashrus. So what to say that does the good for the machlekes and not mistado. So we said no one holds that she has a chazoke. The mother is achroy. Shmaisem b'deshlikel teire. Teisus learns the vlad has a chazoke. Ah, if the vlad has a chazoke, so why is the second man the omar? Maile osu beznus. So the klore machlekes is here. The klore machlekes is here. That when Rashi came to explain lev machshu bebito, he said en chazoke. Teisa said, "Yesh chazoke, no meile osu beznus." So b'meile, so klapi the sugi devar. We have two drachim. We have Rashi's mehalach, and we'll see Be'ez Hashem. And the sugis in the hemshach, Rashi goes to shitose, and Teisa goes to shitose. Lefi Rashi is only chazoke and the mother is no chazoke and the vlad. Masheinge lefi Teisa is a chazoke. Stam me'ore. You learn the sugis in the avchavov. The achroini mas. Teisa could have answered that the sugi there is no bori. If the chazoke needs a bori, so what helps if the guy has a chazoke that he's a koyim? Yeah, but we're leaving the sugi a bori.